And my grandmother took one of them walnuts, hickory nuts or walnuts or whatever you call it, and peeled that off and took that green hull and rubbed it on that sore.
Oh, yeah.
It just dried it up.
No kidding.
And he done put all kind of, patent medicine on it, and it wouldn't dry it up.
Yeah.
But that juice from that green hull, just, you talking about burn?
I was going to ask.
It burned. It burned, but it dried it up.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And I've never had a sore in my head since. That must have been about the age of, when I was about, 35.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, 35, around 34, 35, somewhere when I was small.
Uh-huh.
And from then on up until I was 13, I never had a sore in my head after then.
Huh. What do you call a kind of fruit that, it's a citrus fruit like lemons, but it's bigger? It's about
grapefruit?
Well, not quite that big.
Oranges?
Okay. And so there's a bowl of oranges on the table, and they've been there 2 or 3 days, you know, and one day you walked in and there weren't any left. You'd say, my goodness, the oranges are...
all gone.
Okay. If you had a vegetable garden, tell me what things you'd grow.
Let's see, okra for one.
Yeah, me too. I have some this year.
Yeah.
Me too.
Corn. Let's see, okra, corn, onions, peas, string beans, beets, and some kind of greens, like maybe turnips, mustards.
Yeah.
That's what I would use.
Yeah. Any other kind of greens?
Huh?
Any other kind of greens?
Maybe a cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those little vegetables that are, they're a root, and they're little, and they're white in the middle, but they've got a little red color?
Reddish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them you'd call two?
Two reddishes.
Okay. And what do you call the red vegetable that's real good, and you make ketchup out of it, or?
Tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomatoes. Tomatoes.
This is tomatoes, isn't it?
I think some of the people want to be proper.
Uh-huh.
From upstate, like I met a lady from Florida. See, he says pecans.
Uh-huh.
She says pecans.
Ooh.
So now I don't know if that's the Florida where they sit in Florida or what, but she says pecans.
Oh, that's strange.
Like some people says, like we say, now like I says tomatoes.
Yeah.
Some people says tomatoes.
Yeah.
I says potatoes. Some says potatoes.
Yeah. I never have known anybody said that, but I've heard that too.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether they're being proper or they just, that's the way you're supposed to pronounce it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you call the kind of tomatoes that don't ever get any bigger than about the size of a silver dollar or about a half dollar size?
Those are...
half dollar.
Spanish tomatoes? Are they Spanish tomatoes? They got a name, but are they Spanish tomatoes? What do you call them? Hot tomatoes? Pepper tomatoes? Oh, I can't think of the right name now.
Okay.
But there is a name for them.
Okay. When you talk about potatoes, what all different kinds of potatoes are there?
All I can think of, ice potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Yeah? What's the difference?
Well, ice potatoes is white and not sweet, and sweet potatoes are what you might say yellow and sweet.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear sweet potatoes called anything
else? Yams.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. What do you call
the
kind of onions that they're young and fresh and kind of skinny?
Green top onions.
Okay.
Onions with the green top. Now they got different names to them, but I don't know the name, but the kind of onion like you're talking about, the green top to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Say you leave an apple or a plum sitting around and just dry up, and you say the skin is all
withered.
Okay, or another word for that would be
dried up.
Okay, and if you stay in the bathtub too long, it happens to the skin on your fingers. Say the skin is all
withered up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it withered? And what is that? The skin is wrinkled, but what you call it? I can't think of what you call it there. Uh-huh.